Today, November 24th, is the feast day of the Vietnamese martyrs, St. Andrew Dunglac and his companions. St. Andrew is one of the 117 martyrs who met their death in Vietnam between the years of 1820 and 1862. These 117 were beatified between the years 1900 and 1951, but they were just canonized by Pope John Paul II in 1990. When you read the history of the Catholic missionary work in Vietnam, we see that it was the Jesuits from Portugal that brought the Catholic faith to Vietnam way back in the year 1615. And they ministered primarily to the Japanese who had been driven out of Japan. The king in the 1800s was very suspicious of foreign missionaries and converts to Christianity, and so the persecutions began in the 1820s. The king at that time in Vietnam ordered everyone to trample on a crucifix, and those who would not trample on the crucifix were killed. So again, the persecutions began, they say, between 1820 and 1862, between 100,000 and 300,000 Catholics were killed or tortured for their Catholic faith. Many of the missionaries, of course, were martyred. Some of them were part of the Parish Mission Society. Others were Spanish Dominicans. Then another wave of persecution broke out in the 1840s, and the last fierce group of persecutions in the 1860s, and that's when 17 laypersons, one of them a 9-year-old boy, was killed for the Catholic faith. Then by 1954, the statistics tell us there were over 1.5 million Catholics, which is 7% of the population in northern Vietnam. 60% of the population was Buddhist. And again, persecutions in the north forced 670,000 Catholics to abandon their lands, their homes, and their possessions from the north and flee to South Vietnam. They say by 1964 there were still 800,000 Catholics in the north, but many of them were imprisoned. Catholics in the south were enjoying religious freedom for the first time in centuries. But then, of course, during the wars, there were more difficulties and for both Catholics in the north and the south. And so when we look at the history of Vietnam, we see that their land has always really had the cross. And the persecution of Christianity, the persecution of the Catholic faith has really been present for the last 400 years. When the U.S. bishops returned from Vietnam in 1989, making a pastoral visit, they say, "The church in Vietnam is alive and vigorous." See, they say whenever a church is persecuted, it remains strong, and the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. So there is strength in the church in Vietnam. They say the church is alive and vigorous, blessed with strong and faithful bishops, dedicated religious, and courageous and committed lay people. The church in Vietnam is living out the gospel in a difficult and complex situation with remarkable persistence and strength. So today we pray for the people of Vietnam. We pray for all those who have suffered. And we pray that the church will continue to grow in that country which has experienced the cross over these last 400 years. And so today we pray, St. Andrew Dunglac and companions, pray for us.